Creating an experience with such a heavy focus on audio presented some unique design problems. The primary challenge was determining which sounds Jeff should be able to hear and making sure that players understood the rules. Half-Life Alyx contains a vast array of physics objects. However, through playtesting, we found it best to use only a small set of them in the distillery. We needed to pay close attention to each object that we did include, particularly to audio design for collisions between the object and the various surface types used in the distillery. It was important that what players heard matched their expectations for how Jeff would react. In early testing, we would find individual cases where players would say things like, "I don't know why Jeff got angry," or "I would have expected that noise to attract Jeff." Over time, we identified these cases of confusion and addressed them one by one. It was vital that players always be able to identify the cause and effect of a noise that might attract Jeff. Failing this meant players were left feeling like Jeff acted randomly and they'd grow frustrated. Some experiments failed in this area. At one point, parts of the level were littered with piles of broken glass that would make noise if the player walked or teleported over them. Few players would notice the broken glass and were then surprised when Jeff attacked, so this concept was cut to avoid confusion. We had to be wary of the opposite case, too, where players would expect purely aesthetic elements to present a noise hazard. For example, at one point we had placed shallow pools of water seeping in among the floor tiles. It looked really cool, but it confused some of our playtesters, who thought that the sound of their footsteps splashing through these puddles would be audible to Jeff, even though we never intended that to be the case.